Even if a Jew lived with a Goya, and he put his Zerah inside, and then the Zerah comes out from there, that Zerah is still Tamei. But the opposite way around it says, the Zerah that comes out from a Goy, Torah, it's Torah B'chomok, no matter where it is, Afilu B'mei, so even inside a Jew, means that if a Goy lived with a Jew, and then she is permanent, the Zerah comes out of her, that Zerah is Torah. Chutz excluding, B'mei Ragleho Shebo, that the name of Ragleho, that comes out of her, that's Tamei. Rashi says, Chutz B'mei Ragleho Shebo, the Psicha B'mei Ragleho Tameyim, K'mei Liyel, Gozu Aleim Shekazovim, that L'maisa what, the name of Locha, the Shiksa is like a Zovo. So therefore, a real Zovo, the Mayonis, or May Raglaim is Tamei. Out of a shiksa also, the name of a gleva comes out of a vestakatami. So this is a proof of what we said before, that the shikh bezerah of a goy is tor. So whereas v'chita, maybe he also, you want to tell me Yochanami, no, it's no proof. Maybe Yochanami here also. Maybe only the b'raisa means to say is tor midiraisa. When the shikh bezerah from the goy comes out of the Jew, from the Jewish Bas Yisrael, it's tor midiraisa maybe. But maybe tmeim, and maybe rabbanim though it is tamei. So whereas says no. Otto mei ragle midiraisa mi mitamai, the chakra shul that you're saying, Otto mei ragle midiraisa mi mitamai, that the mei raglein of the goya shiksa is only midirabonim also. So clearly, it says that the mei raglein is tamei, and not the shikh bezera. And the shvamina, toya filim midirabonim shvamina. And that's what we said, the shikh bezera comes out of a goy, is to even midirabonim. That's the chiluk, that the name of Ragleh that comes out of the shiksa, that tackle is Tomei. Because that gave a locha like a Zavra, her mayonis that come out is Tomei. But the Zavra that comes out of a goy, there the Rabbah does not make any tumor. There is Tori the Midiraisa. The other one says, Oh, Mama, we just got finished saying that Sheikh Vazera Shay Yisrael, the Sheikh Vazera of Yisrael, is Timeya, the Chomokam, I feel the Mei Oves Chavim. Even if a Jew lives with a goy, with a shiksa, and he puts the zera inside her, and then when the zera comes out, the zera is still tummy. So most of the soul, the chur then tivshet the boy of should bring a proof to a papa's a shayla. Because really, the boy of a papa has a shayla like this. The boy of a papa, what's going to be? Shikhva zera shay Yisrael. The meyay avas kechavim, the shikhva zera inside the stomach. Of a goy, a shiksa, Mao, what's the loch? Is it tummy enough when it comes out? So it could be like this, that the Terech Gimel Lekhine Bodhara Papa, could be knows no stereo, that during the first 3 days, if she lets out the Zera, Avadar at Zera's tummy. That since it was a Jew, the Zera came out from a Jew, so that Zera's tummy, even though it came out from a Goya now, but still it's tummy the first 3 days. Kikim and Bodhara, where's her Papa Shiloh? Liyacha Gimel, again, if a Jew lived with a shiksa, and after three days, the fourth day, then the zera comes out from the shiksa. Here is Shalomai. But the loch is by a Jew, if a regular husband, with a regular wife, when the zera comes out of her 3 days later, after 3 days, it's not tummy anymore. It's masriya, it gets ruined in the body, it's not ready to produce anymore, therefore it has no tumor. So my, Yisrael, when a regular Jew lives with the Yisraelis, there we say after three days the Zera becomes Masriach. Why? To die the mitzvahs, because a Jew is worried about doing mitzvahs. Therefore, Chovu Gufayim, his body is like hot. He's always hot. He's worried if he's doing mitzvahs or not. Or Masriach, therefore inside the stomach of the Jewish lady here, the Zera becomes Masriach, gets ruined after 3 days. Therefore, it has no tumor anymore. But it could be Oivdei Kechovim, to lay dying of mitzvahs in front, the goyim don't have to worry about doing mitzvahs. Only shev mitzvahs, don't have tayag mitzvahs. So therefore, lechov u'gufar, the body is not that hot. And therefore, v'loy masriach, could be, it's not masriach, it could be. Or do maybe, kivon diach li shkotz m'moshim. Since goyim or shiksas, they eat shkotz ish and lapsi shkotz m'moshim, if chov u'gufar, they also make the body hot. Or masriach, it could be also, even if it's a Jew that lived with a Goya, that the Sheikh Mazera comes out of it after 3 days, it could be, it's also Torah, it could be Matis Masriach. So take all, that's a good Shiloh. That's the Shiloh. But then the Chanami, if it would come out of her less than 3 days, she would be Tameh, like we said before. Kashich Vazer of a Jew is always Tamei. So Nishan, if it comes out of a body after 3 days, that the shal, is it Masriach or not? Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Dam Tehura Shal Mitzaras Beisham Yodis Tor. If you have an Isha to Mitzaras, and the Dam Tehura, say, green blood comes out of him, so that blood is Tor. Why? Because it's not called a Mayan. Dam is not called a Mayan, therefore it's Tor. So verse says, my time of the Beisilu, what is Beisilu that says Tamei? My time of the Beisilu, on the Rav Yisrael, this is all like this. La Zocha means La Rabbis Mitzera La Manosov. It says the word La Zocha, by the Pasha of a Mitzera, it means a Mitzera also has Tumas Mayonis. And when a person becomes a Tumas Mitzeraf, his spit that comes out of the Memer Raglaim, it comes out of the Mitzakas Tamei. In the cave, the Pasuk says, in the cave, if the rabbis mitzvahs, the man said, even a lady, if she becomes tumas mitzvahs, her mayonis, her rake, her spit, and the meri ragler is tummy. Now, my mind is said, what do you mean the mayonis, one of the wells that come out of the body, what liquid comes out of her to say it has avatumma? Really, if you want to tell me, sham mayonis, that's that means the spit in the meri ragler, that the Gemara means Zohar Nafka, why should she be any different than a Zohar? So what's the Chiddush of Lulikaita here? Ela means Ladama. The Chiddush is that the Dam that comes out of the Mitzaras is also Tamei. If the Tamei Dam Torah Shalom, that's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel. That even the Dam Torah, the green blood that comes out of the Mitzaras, even though really it wouldn't be Mitama of Nidam, but since she's a Mitzaras now, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, that the Dam that comes out of her is also Tamei. Ladomo is Latame Dam Tereshalot. That's Besham Mitzvot. It's Chol Mitzvot and Yiraisa. Or Beshul holds no. Nikeva Mizoch Liyas. I don't know one from the other. So therefore I need two separate Lemudim that a Zocher has Tumas Mayonis and a Nikeva has Tumas Mayonis. But only a real Mayan like Rake or like Memir Raglea that first gathers together in the body then comes out, but not Dam. Now why I do not learn out the Zocher from the Keva? Because the equal, if you can ask a question like this, there are two different lochas. Mal Zoch, you know what, by Zoch, or Mal, by Zoch, and Mitzera, has Tumas Mayonis, Shekain, Toyin, Priya, Prima. If a Zoch becomes a Mitzera, there's one locha Priya, he has to let his hair grow, or Prima, he has to rip his begad, to rip his clothing. The Yosef Batash Shemit, he's also live with his wife. But Tiyama ben Ikeva, the Ikeva becomes a Mitzera, the Loi, she has no issah, she has no din to let her hair grow. She has no issah to rip a begadim, no din to rip a begadim, and she has no issah to ashmish. See if I would not learn that on the keifer from a zocher. If I need two specially mudimia, I could tell me that a zocher has its halacha, and in the keifer has its halacha. Both of them have, when they become a mitzvah, that the mayonis atomai, I need these two psukim. Yeah. Smur says though, Ubei Shammai. Ubei Silo, they say, we'll do it this way. Ubei Silo, Lichta Vachmor, Torah should have just written Binikeva. But V'loi Boi Zoch, Arun Nepasha V'Zochor. To Anno Amina, I would say like this, Anno Amina. Oma Nikeva, Maducha Nikeva. Sheino Tuna Priya Uprima. On the cave when she becomes a mitzvah, she doesn't have to let her hair grow. She doesn't have to rip her clothing. And v'yeina asura, she's not also betashed with live with her husband. Still, we be rachamon, the minor said, the Torah said, a chiddush, that her mayon is so spit on the miraglayim is tomei, if so zocher, when a zocher becomes a mitzvah, lekoshkin isn't for sure that he has these chumat gadinim, he has to let his hair grow, he has to rip his begodim, he's also betashed with shamita. Isn't it for sure to say that his mayon is his spit or his memraglaim is tamei? If so, the word zocher is extra. So in the name of zocher, we do not need to teach us extra lochos by zocher. He has no extra mayon by zocher. Is to know in the kitten the keva. Put the chiddush by in the keva. The what? The main in the minister. If you don't need it for your own mayon, it's your own actual spit or the name of raglaim that I know already. I learn out from a zocher to say that it's tamei. So what's the extra lima by the keva for? Is to nuin yin l'dom and echnami. Put this in to say the dom of the blood that comes out of this isha that calls him on she's a mitzaras. Even though the dam is dam torah, the green blood coming out of him, still the tome. Dam torah shalom, that's Basilus Rosha to say that midiraisa mashma, the dam that comes out of this mitzaras, it's like a tome. Ube shamo, as they shamo do with this. He says, no, Zochem and Kevel Yasta. I cannot learn out of Zochem from the Kevel. Even though the Kevel doesn't have these Chumadik Halachis, still, the Yikul and Mifrik, he asked the question still, Malin and Kevel, the Kevel could have still have something different to her. Malin and Kevel, she came Mitama Miyanis. Then the Kevel, when the Zav comes out, Zava comes out, even though she's nervous, even though she ate too much, or she jumped, or she was sick, still she becomes Tamei. But Yom HaBezochem, Hashenken, by a man, Deloi. If a man is only Tamei when Zav comes out, it is not a minus, nothing forced it. Like he was not sick, he did not eat too much, he did not jump. So therefore, they're not learning out of Zochem from the Kevel. So therefore, Beshami says you need both Sukkim, there's no extra, there's no limut to say that Dam of a mitzvah should be tummy. Talmud says that ube silo kaimi be mitzvah or parach mil dezav. What's one going to the other? Here we're talking about the parasha of mitzvah. So in the parasha of mitzvah, there's no reason why you shouldn't learn out zav from an akeva. You can't tell me al silchos zav they have different halachas. So what kind of svar that does not be silo? Avadi could learn out one from the other. So therefore, there's an extra pasuk to teach me the dama of a mitzvah is tummy. Ube Shammai holds no, that Shumatumma Parcha, yes, we could learn out one from the other. Two different types of tumas. One's tumas Zav and one's tumas of the Mitzaras, but so what? They're both Tukas Tumma. So you could learn out one from the other. Therefore, it's a Svara. I need both Sukkim here. One from the cave and one from Zach. I cannot learn out one from the other. There's no extra Sukkim here. Therefore, Beshammai holds the Dam Torah that comes out of the Mitzaras remains Torah. The boy said, if you want, I can answer like this. The boy is saying more. I'm going to tell you that Beishamai, what does Beishamai do with this post? Kai lezocher mi boilei, lezocher kosher zocher, that any person that's a zocher has this tumor. Ben godo ben kotem, whether he's big or whether he's small, he has this tumor of mitzaras. That's what the post is coming to teach us. Therefore, it's not an extra post, it's coming to tell us that even a small person also has this tumor of mitzaras. So teach us what even though Mitzaras is a cotton also he has this tumas. Then if I was an extra prostate, an extra lima, an extra type of a mayan for an isha. So the Beshamis, like I said, the dam that comes out of her remains tall. All right, turn over to anyone on the other side. Now, Beshil has Beshil, no, the Salacha, that the tumas Mitzaras applies even to a cotton also. Nafkulay mizayis teres azav. The next lima zayis teres azav means ben godo ben cotton. Whether the zav is a godo, whether it's a cotton, still he has this tumor. So here we're going out. There's no chilu between a cotton or a godo. Omer Rabbi Yosef ki poshek Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish bezav. Rabbi Shimon was learning the halachas about zav. A boy hoch he has to shout like this. Riyah rishonish shel zav. That is that his first ruzia so. Riyah Rishonah Shel Zav Kotten. Let's say the person's a Kotten. Marush at the time of a Magah. Zav Tumas Magah or not? That we have before, that a Kotten has no Tumas Zera, Shechva Zera. Only when he's 9 years old. Less than 9 years old, he has no Tumas Shechva Zera. But he has Tumas Zav. So what's going to be a Kotten less than 9 years old, the first Riyah of Zav that he sees, there's a Tumas Magah or not? Zayis Turas HaZav, HaShatetim in the Shechva Zera, Merachmona. So maybe kosher shechva zera shloim etamei. Only if the boy is 9 years old, there's tumas shechva zera. Then riyah rishonah shloim etamei. Then the first time you see zav, it also has tumor on it, zav on it. But behind this kid less than 9 years old, ki when the shechva zera shloim etamei. Since the shechva zera of a kid less than 9 years old has no tumor on it, so it could be riyah rishonah lemelo etamei. The first time he sees dam, or the first time he sees zav, also has no tumor. Or don't maybe know, kivun dilu ihu, chozi tatim stafri, since we see the second time, zav, then he has a tumma zav on him, is metame. So the first riyah also means something, it's also be metame. So that's a shama, where you have a tumma, this kid, less than 9 years old, the first time you see zav. Omar Rabba says, Toshma Kamanir, it says, zayis teres azav, ben godul ben kotin, that magos is like a godul, an older person. Riyah Rishonah Shloim Metama. The first time you see Zav, his first Riyah has Tumas like Shechva Zera. Is Zav Kotten, his Kotnos, even though he's less than 9 years old. Riyah Rishonah Nami Metama. The first time you see Zav, it's also has Tumas. He's Tumas for one day like Shechva Zera. So even though Shechva Zera he had, doesn't have Tumas Shechva Zera, but Tumas Zav he does have in the whole parasha. So just like a Godo, when he sees the first time he's Tumas, the Kotnos also Tumas the first time.
Boy Reb Yosef, Ria Rishoy Nishol Mitzayra Masha Tatama V'Masa. The first time a Mitzayra sees, is it Tomei V'Masa or not? Rashi says it means Shalish Tor Le'tiboylach Devade Le'metamei V'Masa. Yishkas Le'kerim Kol Le'metamei V'Masa. Yeah. Ki Tiboylach Rishoyna De'biyodin Bi'almo Le'metamei L'Vamagach V'Mitzayra Mai. The mokim ziva mayinu yisrabim lezoch l'rabbis mitzor l'manasel u'manas metam v'masa. That's the shayla. To this mitzor, the first time, let's say some spit comes out, or the mimer raglayim. So the mayon is shaboy. So that's the shayla here again. In the boy of yesterday, the ariyu rishon is shemitzor. Mitzor, the first time he sees the spit. Mount is a tam v'masa. Does that tumas masa one or not? Mokum ziva mayinu or metame, or you do malav mayin. It's not a metame. Or it's just a care taste. Or mitzera, the first time he sees zav, his first zav. But this is a regular person, the first time he sees zav, and only look like shichbazera. It's not tame b'masa, only b'negia. Here, if the person's a mitzera, and the first time he sees zav, what halacha does his zav has? Do we say the zav is the mokum ziva mayin? It's called the mayin. Or metama, since the mitzvah has tumas mayonis, so it's called like an avatuma. I do it maybe lav mayin. No, the zav is not called a mayin. It's not called a mayin. That that has tumah, it's only because Torah is metama tumah zava or tumah zav. That's only the second time you see, not the first time. So that's a shadow of a mitzvah receives its zav the first time. Does it have a tumas like a mayin or not? So as Amar Rav Toshima says, zayvoy tumahu. Limud al azayv shu tamei, that the zayv that comes out is tamei. But mind, what are we talking about? Ilema bezav grade, the regular zav, Russia is not a material. So what do you need a pasuk for? But zav grade.